My name's James Cunningham. I work for Navigation Wealth Management.
Tell us a little bit more about what you do, James.
Well, I suppose you can encapsulate it in three sort of phrases, really. What I do is I sort of make people's dreams come true. So I sort of analyse their goals, and then I write a plan, and then they live the plan that we've written together. So it's all about maximising their ability to earn money and save money and put it into pensions and investments and things like that. So I'm a financial advisor.
I don't think anyone has ever given a better answer to the question, tell us a bit more about what you do, than I help people make their dreams come true.
Thank you.
Great, and it's so profound and brilliant.
Well, thank you very much. I was a teacher for 21 years.
Right.
Last 10 years, I was a primary school teacher. So I suppose I was a teacher because that was one of the things I wanted to do, was make people's dreams come true and be able to give them the sort of wherewithal, the education, the knowledge, to be able to do what they wanted to do with their lives. And when I realised that actually teaching changed a bit, and I decided it wasn't for me anymore, I looked at another career to sort of figure out what I wanted to do and how I could help people. And financial advice was absolutely right up there with my skill set. And so I'm still able to help people, which is absolutely fantastic. And also still able to use my teaching skills to sort of teach people how to make their lives better, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this stuff matters, isn't it? Because a lot of people, and I would put myself into this category, would probably bury their head in the sand a little bit when it comes to financial things. Like, you know, there's things I know that, you know, we've kind of got to do, like should be putting money into a pension, should be doing this, should be doing the other. But it all feels a little bit, it's a bit adult, it's a bit grown up. And so, yeah, kind of burying the head in the sand a bit. So I'm guessing what you do is just help people get to the right decisions and make this stuff happen.
I suppose I'm a little bit like the angel on the shoulder, really, sort of giving you a bit of a jimmy on to sort out the things that need to be sorted out. So many people don't sort that because life is so busy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Life is so complicated. And there's so many drains on time, not only with jobs but family. And sometimes sitting down and with, you know, for an hour and a half with myself and talking about you is easy to put to the back of the list, when actually kind of should be at the front of the list, and the rest of life should be falling into your plans and what you want to do. But it never happens like that.
Who would you say that you can help then? Who do you tend to work with? Or is it anyone?
It really is anyone. So if there's business owners, then there's a raft of things that we can do to help business owners. If there's people who have got a workplace pension who may well work in a factory, for example, we can help them to use their workplace pension in a different way to make sure that there's better growth in their pension, or maybe in their investments. They may well want to put some money away for their children's education going forward. There may well be grandparents who might want to put money away for their grandchildren. There's so many different kinds of people that we can help. But also, there's those high net worth individuals as well who've got, you know, a couple of million quid, and there's quite a lot of those hanging around who don't have the time to invest in thinking about, you know, tax savings and things like that. We can do things like that. So I suppose the average kind of people that we deal with has got about maybe £40,000-£50,000 in pensions. So, well, there's obviously, you know, less than that, and there's obviously more than that, but it's about helping people.
Yeah.
And everyone's got a pension, or everyone needs one, so we can help everyone.
What's the number one question that you get asked by people, James?
That's a really good question. And it's often, am I going to be all right?
Right. Strip it all back. That's such a simplistic kind of human question.
Yeah, am I going to be all right?
Yeah.
Because people get to around about 40, 45 and ask that question of themselves. Am I going to be okay in the future? Can I afford to not work? You know, when I get to 65, 67, will the state pension do what I want it to do? The answer is, well, no, not really. It won't. So that's what I get asked a heck of a lot. And I'm able to put all the information into the computer system and in nice pretty colours and patterns and graphs and things, show people, actually, yes, you're going to be okay. No, you're not. We need to figure out a plan.
Excellent. Good stuff. I like the way you broke that down. That makes a lot of sense. If anyone wants to reach out to you for any advice or to find out more about the services that you offer and stuff like that, what's the best way for people to do that?
Probably searching Navigation Wealth Management, or give me a call on 07572 960986, or james.cunningham@sjpp.co.uk.
Excellent, good stuff. Thank you for your time today. It's been good to chat.
James, it's been great to meet you. All the very best with your business.
Thank you.
Cheers, thanks.